Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years. I'ma take the high road, maybe get gone, and a little too much of something terrible.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump raised tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from 25 to 50%. They go into effect midnight tonight. That hike could impact prices on everything from large appliances and cars to cans of food at grocery stores. It comes as the White House says trade talks on reciprocal tariffs are ongoing. Press Secretary Caroline Levin.
USTR sent this letter to all of our trading partners just to give them a friendly reminder that the deadline is coming up. And they are in talks, Ambassador Greer, Secretary Bessent, and Secretary Lutnick are in talks with many of our key trading partners around the globe.
Homeland Security says the wife and children of the suspect in the Boulder flamethrower attack at a Jewish rally Sunday has been taken into custody and are now being investigated. The FBI's annual active shooter incidents report shows in 2024 there was a 50% drop in active shooting incidents across the country. The report shows there were 24 active shooting incidents last year compared to 48 in 2023. This is ABC News. The sex trafficking and racketeering trial of Sean Diddy Combs continued today. The security guard at the Intercontinental Hotel on the stand testifying about the security video that captured Combs allegedly assaulting former girlfriend Cassie Ventura in an elevator lobby. The security guard, Eddie Garcia, who received immunity from prosecutors in exchange for his testimony, told jurors he got money for the tape. Here's ABC's Rena Roy.
He said that Combs was happy and smiling and called him his angel and gave him a wad of cash that ended up totaling $100,000. Garcia told jurors that he signed an NDA, but that he didn't read the documents carefully enough to realize that he had agreed to a $1 million penalty for breach of contract.
Volatile storms targeting the South again today with flooding reported in both Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Tampa, Florida, and parts of Florida also bracing for Saharan dust to arrive later this week. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
There is an air quality alert for the entire area until noon tomorrow. There's also a severe thunderstorm watch for Iowa County out until 11 o'clock this evening. Periods of rain ending late with a low of 53. Clouds mixing with sun gradually and mild tomorrow with a high of 78. A few clouds tomorrow night, low 51. Partly sunny on Thursday. Showers possible late at night with a high of 78. And mostly cloudy on Friday with scattered showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm and a high of 74. Currently in Richland Center, the rain has let up for a while, but it looks like there's more coming in. But we got cloudy conditions right now. The winds are out of the east northeast at 5 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 65 degrees. And due to the weather that we received today, Church League softball games that were supposed to be played tonight have been canceled. Once again, Church League softball, Richland Center Church League softball, has been canceled.
100.9 WRCO.
Midnight. a heartache in disguise. Won't you keep my heart from breaking if it's only for a very short time?
Playing with the queen of hearts, knowing that it really smart. Joker ain't the only fool who'll do anything for you. Laying out another night, thinking about a life of crime. That's what I'll have to do to keep me away from you.
Honey,
you know it makes you mad.
Why is everybody telling everybody what you have done? Baby,
you know it makes you sad.
But when they're handing out the heartaches, you know you got to have some.
Playing with the queen of hearts, knowing that it really smart. Joker ain't the only fool who'll do anything for you. Playing out another life, thinking about a life of crime. That's what I'll have to do to keep me away from you.
Yeah. tie their own shoesies. Drank bush lap from a koozie. Never took me to the movies. I've dated some doozies.
Cowboys with You Got Me. Before that, we had Sarah Darling and 615 Collective with Doozies. I want to announce that because I think that's kind of a cool word, doozies, right here on Country Community. Good evening. I'm Tim Thiede. I'll be here until 8 o'clock bringing you some great music, news, and information. Hoping your Tuesday is a good one. Hopefully everybody stayed safe after that rain we've been getting and kind of a storm. No thunder and lightning, but man, a lot of high winds. It's like, my God, 40 miles per hour we had gusts up to here at the WRCL studios. So it's been a crazy day as far as weather goes, but that was expected. They've been talking about it coming, getting that. But hopefully, like I said, each and every one of you are staying safe. And just if you're out and about, if you get to a roadway that has water over it, best is to turn around. Don't drown. So be safe, everybody. And I've been looking at the radar, and according to AccuWeather, it looks like within the next 25 minutes or so, we're supposed to get some more rain coming in. I don't know if it's going to be as heavy as what we had, but there are a lot of dark greens in those clouds on the radar. So we'll just wait to see. Maybe as it gets closer, it'll die off. But temperatures right now, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, are 65 degrees, and winds are out of the east at 3 miles per hour. So we've had a high of 81 degrees today. So close to a 20-degree drop since earlier today, so between 16 or so. So that's quite a drop in temperatures, but I stepped outside just a bit ago, and it's feeling pretty nice out there. But hopefully your evening is a good one. And just let you know, in case you're wondering, how much rain did we get? Well, we got 86 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. And a reminder, there is that severe thunderstorm watch for Iowa County. That's until 11 o'clock this evening. Also, there is an air quality alert for the entire WRCO listening area until noon tomorrow. And we received a lot of calls on that, and about an hour ago we received the official word that Church League softball has been canceled this evening. So no Church League softball. So if you're planning on going to that this evening, even though the rains have let up, the field conditions aren't the greatest with all that rain we have received. And anybody that was going to go to the Richland Center Prairie du Chien game, the sectional semifinal game, that has been moved to 5 o'clock tomorrow night. And anybody that was going to go to Lancaster and Fenmore baseball tonight, that has been postponed until tomorrow, too. So that was expected as well, with a lot of the teams playing today, and unfortunately had to come during the tournament time. But that's what we have for information as far as those go. From the WRCO Lost and Found Department, found a Chevrolet key fob and built-in key with Jones Chevrolet keychain. Was found on Highway 58 coming into Casanova. This was found on Sunday. And if you are missing a key like that, give a call to 608-475-7691. And do you own a peacock? Well, we received a report yesterday that a peacock was found running around on Highway 130 north of Lone Rock and south of Bear Valley. And if you're still missing a peacock, why don't you give a call to 608-604-9551, and they have some information on that peacock that was running loose. So hopefully it did find its way home, but just wanted to pass that along in case you're still looking for it. Just wanted to let you know that tomorrow the village of Blue River will be flushing hydrants, and that'll be tomorrow through Friday. And residents are advised that water may look rusty and discolor clothes if washing, but it is safe. And also, Vernon County over 50 will host Tai Chi exercise at Bethel Home in Viroqua and the Ontario and Reedstown Public Libraries, and that's held each Monday and Wednesday from 1 to 1:45. For more information, call Vernon County over 50 at 262-384-0082. Coming up next, we have Diamond Rio with Can't Tell You.
The combination to your heart. I've been a true friend to let you in. Every part of me, still there you are, saying you don't know if I'm someone you can't believe. So what is it, baby, you can't say? Can't you tell by the way that I'm touching you? Can't you tell by the way that you make me move? I'm all caught up in the things you do. Please believe me, what else can I do? Can't you tell I love you? Yeah. It's like you don't feel it's a big deal for me to put my heart and soul. I got news, it's for me and you. Yeah, I might be crazy, I don't believe you'll find anybody else who will give you as much as me. So stop your second guessing, girl, what's it gonna be? Can't you tell by the way that I'm touching you? Can't you tell by the way that you make me move? Tell I love you.
maybe one for this whole town. I may not have that much, but I don't mind spreading it around. Everybody chasing something, I don't know why they're running. I take my time to the finish line, cause we all end up with nothing. I don't know why, everybody wanna die rich. Diamonds, champagne, work your way down that list. We try, everybody tries, tries to fit it into that ditch. You can't take it with you when you go. Never seen a hearse with a trailer hitch. Never seen a hearse with a trailer hitch. Baseball cards, it felt so good by the afternoon. I gave some guy my car. It ain't about what you're driving or about the gold you're piling. The less I have to worry about, the more time I got for smiling. I don't know why, know why, everybody wanna die rich. Champagne, new plane, work your way down that list. We try, everybody try, tries to feed it into that ditch. You can't take it with you when you go. Never seen a hearse with a trailer hitch. Never seen a hearse with a trailer hitch. Hey, hey. You can stack it up, pack it up, tie it with the big red bow. Get a great big truck, back it all up. Everybody wanna die rich. Diamonds, champagne, news to the new planes. Work your way down that list. And we try, everybody tries, tries to feed it into that ditch. You can't take it with you when you go. Never seen a hearse with a trailer hitch. Never seen a hearse with a trailer hitch.
Invited today, that's my idea of a perfect
That was Eden Delia with Perfect Day on Country and Community. It was perfect day in southwest Wisconsin, except for those rainstorms that came through. 40-mile-per-hour winds, rain. Man, felt like a typhoon around here at the WRCO studios. But right now, it's pretty much calm now. No rain right now. Cloudy out there. And we did receive 86/100ths of an inch of rain. That's according to the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge. And 65 degrees is our current temperature, according to the Wirtz Flooring Home Thermometer. The Brewers, man, they've been on a big winning streak. They've won 8 in a row already, and Christian Yelich has been red hot despite getting his hand hit on Sunday. He still came through and played a great game yesterday, hit a home run, in fact. And I tell you, the Brewers are red hot right now. I don't think there's a hotter team in baseball. And the Brewers are going to try to make it 9 in a row as they're playing game 2 against the Cincinnati Reds in Cincinnati. And they're doing a pretty good job of it so far. Right now, the Brewers are leading going into the top of the second by a score of 1-0 over the Reds. And you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. And unfortunately, we weren't able to bring a sports broadcast tonight because of the weather. We were going to be bringing you the Richland Center at Prairie du Chien softball game. And it's for the to see if you'd make it on to the sectional. Yeah, make it on to the sectionals finals. And I think that's what it was for. Yeah, so go on to the sectional finals. And right now, they weren't playing, but again, they will be playing tomorrow. Tomorrow at 5 o'clock, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast tomorrow, depending on what the weather's like. We'll know more by tomorrow, so I don't want to go too much into it, but right now they're talking about playing that game tomorrow. Phil will have more information, but right now they're hoping to they're going to be playing at 5 o'clock tomorrow, so hopefully that weather will be better tomorrow, and it looks like it should be. And Mineral Point, though, they played against Cuba City today in Division 4 sectional semifinal action. And, yes, that was a sectional semifinal game that was supposed to be played for Richland Center today. I got my – man, we were so into the tournaments and stuff. I got my tournament finals and semifinals all mixed up. But, anyways, yes, they're all semifinal games. Some were played last night. And today, Mineral Point did beat Cuba City by a score of 7-1, and they advance on to play either the Waterloo or Random Lake in Division 4. So congratulations to Mineral Point. And like I say, we'll keep you up to date tomorrow on what's going to happen as far as our sports schedule goes.
Periods of rain tonight ending late and a low of 54. Wednesday clouds mixing with sun gradually and mild, a high of 77. Wednesday night a few clouds and a low of 52. Thursday partly sunny, showers possible late at night and a high of 78. 74 Friday with scattered showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm. And Saturday a 30% chance of rain and a high of 73.
Thanks for that forecast, Phil. I'm sorry I didn't get it in time, but Phil pretty much summed up how the weather is supposed to be Of course, that rains are supposed to be ending late tonight. We'll see what happens. And there is a severe thunderstorm watch for Iowa County. That's out until 11 o'clock tonight. And also, there is a air quality alert for the entire WRCL listening area until noon tomorrow. And currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the east at 3 miles per hour. It's cloudy outside and no rain started up yet. And we have received 86/100ths of an inch of rain so far today. And our current temperature is 65 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
Stadium, and I wrote your number on the 50-yard line. You were always a perfect one and a valedictorian. So under your number, I wrote, "Come for a good time." I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like? Tennessee. I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone. And your kids hear you cry down the hall. The alarm clock starts ringing. Who could that be singing? It's me, baby. Would you wake up call? How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy. Standing here today, I could make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
Caroline, I know you're thinking about me. in your drawer when you walk out the room. I sure as hell hope that it ain't diamonds. Don't wanna ruin what you had in mind, but if you wanna declare your love, there's something you should know.
Guitar on my back, and I'm standing on this lonesome railroad track. Trains are coming, it'll be here for too long, but I don't think I can stop it with a song. Girl, that's kind of the way I'm feeling, trying to stop your leaving. Got a pebble in my hand, and I toss it out into the middle of the Rio Grande. But the river keeps running. Don't even know that I may ram. I can throw in a million more and not slow it down. And I know as soon as you walk out that door, trains are coming, rivers running, trains are coming, rivers running, pains are coming. This nonsense, baby, we're bigger than this. Let's get back to us and the thrill we felt with our first kiss. You know the road can take us out where we both feel so alive. Let's go tonight. You can put your lipstick on while I drive. We can go down to old El Paso, spend the night in New Orleans, go out to California like we've always dreamed, make love out in the desert, I can watch the sunset in your eyes. Let's go tonight, you can put your lipstick on while I drive. Well, I'm tired of this life we're living, dreaming dead in dreams, like a worn out old shag carpet fraying at the seams. Change it, no wait until the time is right. Let's go tonight, you can put your lipstick on while I drive. We can go down to old El Paso, spend the night in New Orleans, go out to California like we've always dreamed, put your lipstick on while I drive. Let me touch you, let me love you, let your heart rest next to mine. We can go down to old El Paso, spend the night. watch the sunset in your eyes. Let's go tonight. You can put your lipstick on while I drive. You can put your lipstick on
That was Rocky Lynn with Lipstick at 649. Temperature, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, is now down to 63 degrees. Looks like we're going to get down to about 53 tonight. And, yeah, so a lot of games, like I said, are getting canceled around the area. I had a listener called, and they were wondering Ithaca, who they were going to be playing next. Well, that game hasn't been played because they didn't move it up to yesterday. So they're going to play either number one seed Columbus Catholic or number two Blair Taylor. And, of course, Ithaca's the number one seed, so that'll be a good game. So I don't know if they play against Columbus Catholic or if they'll play in Ithaca. But either way, they'll play against one of the two teams. And that game, I looked it up, and that game has been pushed back till tomorrow, that game. So a lot of games in the area are having that done. So Ithaca won't find out until tomorrow who they play on Thursday against next. So we'll keep you up to date here on WRCO 100.9. And, of course, the Richland Center Prairie du Chien game got canceled because of the rain. So they're going to play tomorrow. And that game we will have right here on WRCO 100.9 FM. First pitch for that game should start around 5 o'clock. It all depends, too, I think, on what field conditions are like. Maybe they'll have to push it back a little later. We'll find out. But Phil will keep you informed tomorrow morning during his sports report.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM. WRCO.com and on the Civic Media app.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the finest Saturday DJ of all?
Chris Simonson, Adam Hess, Jim Feed.
Hey, what about Phil Nee?
Who?
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee. I'll be trying to make a name for myself again this Saturday night when Those Were the Days hits the airwaves with hits, the best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. We'll stop and park for a time in 1966.
Did you ever have to make up your mind?
Paper Black Rising.
Those Were the Days. Saturday night is sponsored in part by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Minden Wealth Advisory Group, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Turbos in Hub City, Mastodon Records, Hutter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery in Boscobel, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, Center Cinema, and Town Taxi. Between 6 and midnight Saturday night, we hope you'll join us for the Rock and Roll Radio Party. Those Were the Days.
WRCO 100.9.
Sat in the sand and we watched a couple sailboats sail. I had a shoulder, you had a story to tell. I said it's sure been good hanging with you. Is that big old orange Texas sun fell? You said thank you for being a friend, but I was thinking to myself, girl, I can do you one better. Stay with you forever, never leave me lonely again. I'll be more than just another temporary lover, baby. I'll be more than your friend. We could sit and talk. My old heart skipped a beat when you reached over and took my hand. I walked you back to that old Galvez under a starlit sky. When I leaned in for a kiss, you whispered, stay with me tonight. Oh, girl, I can do you one better. Stay with you forever, never leave me lonely again. I'll be more than just another temporary lover, baby. I'll be more than your friend. We could spend one night together.
That was Anthony Bonnet with Do You One Better. And our time is 6:56. I just want to remind anybody, if you're heading on out to the park to take in the Church League softball games, those have been canceled this evening, in case you didn't hear earlier. So if you're getting ready to head on out for one of the games, I think the first game was supposed to start around 7 or 7:30, or one of the later games, none of them are going to be played tonight because of the field conditions and the weather. It looks like there's going to be some more rain coming in here soon. So no Church League softball being played tonight. Coming up next, we have Brooke Graham with Hello, Texas.
Well, I just pulled out of Chicago, partied old Chi-Town round, rolling along back to Interstate 10. Lord knows we're Texas bound.
Hello, Texas.
Hello, Texas.
Sure it's good to see you again.
sure is good to see you again. Hello, Texas. It sure is good to see me a friend.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Strange bedfellows, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the minority leader, finding himself agreeing with Elon Musk, the former head of Doge, calling the president's big, beautiful bill a, quote, disgusting abomination.
If even Elon Musk, who's been part of the whole process and is Trump's buddy, says the bill is bad, you can imagine how bad this bill is.
Schumer opposes the bill's budget cuts. Musk opposes the bill's increased spending. The White House sending Congress the first request to codify the DOGE budget cuts, which would claw back over $9 billion in already approved spending. The president signing an executive order raising the tariffs on steel and aluminum imports to 50%. U.S. officials saying the wife and children of the suspect in the Colorado firebombing attack are now in ICE custody and said to be removed from the country. Israeli forces firing on people headed toward an aid distribution center in Gaza today. At least 27 people killed. This is ABC News. In a little over a week, the G7 summit will get underway in Canada. Security will be tight, and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police say they're looking out for both bad actors and wildlife.
Our team.